Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Well, welcome to the 2019 final phone meeting. Thank you so much. I was talking for about 5 minutes with my phone on mute. So that's the last time we'll do that for this year as relates to our ordination process. We're very excited, and yet it's bittersweet. This is the end of our Thursday gatherings on the phone. Our next gathering will be in person, on site, at Bethany Union Church in the Scout Room on Thursday, and on our afternoon track, we will have the finalization of the consecration presentation. So we're glad that you join us. We pray that you are in high gear of anticipation, that all that you need has been acquired, and that you are ready to go forth. This is going to be the perfect time for all of your questions, your concerns. We will definitely try to go through the entire process of the conference, the physical conference, and those things that you will be involved in thereafter. So we will open up our meeting this evening with prayer. I believe our prayer presenters for this evening are the ambassadorial prophet and the apostolic head of AEN, Apostle Dr. Shawnette. So I don't know which one is going first.
Amen. I'm here. You want me to go first?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise, the glory, and honor. Thank you for what you have done so far. Thank you for this wonderful process that we've experienced. And thank you for the candidates who have yielded their life to this restructuring. And we pray that you will continue to bless them and guide them. We are excited about what you're going to do on next weekend, and we appreciate all the gifts and talents that have played a part in you building them up. And we thank you that even though this portion is coming to an end, we thank you that their journey is just beginning, and we prophesy and speak new beginnings over them. And we thank you for how the trajectory of their lives are going to change, and those who are attached to them are going to change. And so we praise you for this wonderful experience. Thank you for every opportunity that you provide so that we can grow and look more like you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I would like to ask if the ambassadorial prophet or any of the other committee members on the line would like to share with the candidates on this evening. This is your opportunity. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I just want to encourage you all, don't anticipate on next weekend. Just participate and yield to what it is that God wants to do. You know it. It's in you. Don't get examination fever. I remember having that and still have it at times. But just allow the Holy Spirit to work through you and understand that the ordination is not the reward. Actually, the reward has been the process from the very beginning. When you said yes, and when you yielded your time, when you yielded everything in you, you embraced the warfare that came around you. Take that as a confirmation that God is directing you. We spoke last week just about how God has uniquely anointed each and every one of you. And the greatest thing that you can do is understand that anointing, yield to it, and allow God to work, continue to work in you and through you in every aspect of your life. So just embrace all that's going to happen on next weekend. Receive. Empty yourself out. Come with your cup ready to be filled up and overflow, and really allow the Holy Spirit to take you in a new direction. And I'm excited for you. I look forward to ministering with you. Look forward to seeing what God's going to do in your future. Excited about the testimonies that's going to come from your whole process, and you really truly just continue to embrace the work of the Holy Spirit. David was anointed 3 times in his life. So for some of you, this is just the beginning. This is that first step even to greater things that God's going to do and what he's going to have for you. And even when he was anointed the first time, he had not walked into the fullness of the anointing on his life, and he waited, and God continued to elevate him. So I'm excited about the continuous elevation that's going to happen in your life. So for some of you, this ain't your end. Don't be like, oh, woof, I did that. I can take a break for a while. No, this is your beginning. And just get ready for more that God has for you.
Amen. I want to encourage you. This process is has been emerging for days. We get so excited about it. All of the preparation. It looks like we do all this preparation for one day. And then after that, it's kind of like it's the honeymoon phase, and then it's working out the relationship. I want to encourage you to enjoy the relationship. The word of the Lord says that the earth is moaning and groaning and waiting on the manifestation. You all are coming forth in this number of 7, which is the number of completion, for a reason. I believe that with what God is doing in the atmosphere, in the earth realm, within nations untold and undiscovered, that he is calling you all out for a particular service. And so as you are entering into this entirely new lifestyle, I want to encourage you to do it not looking at the title, but looking at the work and the opportunity for which you have been created for. You're not just doing it because somebody recommended you. You're in this process because the Lord has need of you, and not just of your person or your resources, but he has need of the total person. So I want to encourage you to surrender yourself over to him. With you surrender yourself over to him, enjoy the process of separating yourself from yourself and emerging, allowing the Holy Spirit to emerge you in his presence. Allow him to cover you. That means he'll change your mind, he'll change your beginning of a new beginning. And I want to encourage you along that same line. It is the beginning of a new beginning, but it is the beginning that has been told from the end. He saw the end, he saw the middle, he saw the beginning. Nothing about your process, about your life, about your past, or your present is going to take him by surprise. But know that he has handpicked you all for 2019, okay? And as he has chosen you all, the earth has a need for you now. And so there is a preparation that he's taking you to for the fulfillment of a greater promise. I am excited. It, as you all are going through this, it means that the Lord will have me to take me deeper just so that my ceiling can go higher. And it will have the stability needed for you all to stand on it, to get to the place that Holy Spirit is bellowing you to come. So the deep calls into the deep, and as the word of the Lord said, let's go fishing. Let's become fishermen of men, and let's go into your soul, and let's begin to enjoy this process and know that in the mouth of the bishop, it is for this last Bishop Isaac, your Bishop Isaac, it is such a time as this.
Amen.
In the hands of your overseer.
Amen, amen. Any other committee members like to share with the candidates?
Good evening, Overseer. This is Pastor Marlette.
Yes.
Amen. I just wanted to share with the candidates as well that I am excited about this journey and about this process. Literally, joy. Know that you are being covered in the midnight to 3 a.m. prayer watch through this journey and your process.
Amen.
And enjoy it. You don't want to look back on it and think of the stresses of it, but you want to look back on it and think of the joy of how he drew you to him. And then how, oh, I see why that happened in my life. And, oh, I see why I crossed those people's paths because they needed this from me. And in words that were shared with me by Apostle Hooks years ago, he said, expect to find the harvest of people that were ordained to hear your voice. No one else's voice but your voice. And so I'm excited with you all and see you in a week.
Amen. 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 Anyone else? Amen. We just want to make sure we give everyone opportunity to impart into you that which they've learned, that which they've discerned. I am so humbly grateful to God because he's allowed me to see your spiritual growth and development. You are not the people who started this journey in January. When you speak and as you go forth, I am able to see how he is transforming your heart, your conversation, and he is preparing you as vessels of honor. It is not always an easy process. I know that there are troubles and challenges, and yet you stood firm. You may have bent a little in the wind, but you were not broken. You were not discouraged. You have not turned back. You have continued to press forward, and he honors those that have surrendered to his call. And so I am so humbly grateful to have be able to witness it for another class of leaders that are being birthed out of the earth realm to make a difference for the kingdom of God. And there is a part of the journey that you may feel isolated, that alone. You may feel it's only happened to you. You may be disappointed, even in yourself. But you need to know that you have been victorious because you said yes. And anything that we do, when we fall, he is there to pick us up. When we stumble, he is there to steady our ground. When we err, He is there to forgive us. And we just need to always trust in the love that God has for us, as well as the plan that he has for us. And so a lot of times it doesn't fit the plan we have for ourselves, and it doesn't look like the plan we think he ought to have for us either. However, we have to trust him and to know that this is for a such a greater glory that we will never fully understand until we see him face to face. And we are going to see him face to face. One of the things that I believe we're going to focus on and that the Lord is going to bring into our understanding and teaching is that question that most of you kind of floundered on in Defender of the Faith. And I don't know if it's because it's the absolute last question, and by the time you got at it, you were like, oh, phew, I'm so glad that I'm done. Or you just thought, well, it's just one more, and you thought you did it, and maybe you didn't. But it's that doctrine of future things. And so we're going to look at those things because everything you do today leads to future things for tomorrow. And the Word of God has something for us that will encourage us and cause us to be motivated to do what we are created to do because of the future things. Those future things first to start starts with eternity. And so we just want to awaken that in your spirit so that you will become very sensitive to any teaching and revelation that the Lord gives you about future things. And so we will start our meeting, continue our meeting, because we've already started it, with our presentation for today. And actually, before we even start with our presentations, the floor is open to all candidates and accountability partners and committee members of any questions and concerns you might have or any testimonial statements that you would like to give at this time.
This is Minister Lynette, and I would like to say that it is just an honor and a privilege to be able to work with my candidate and all of the past candidates to bring them to a place where they understand and embrace slowly but surely what God has said about them, what God wants them to bring forth in the earth realm. And that they're well able to do it. It's a process. And so with that, we all know that it can be some level of fearfulness, but God is with us. And he sent you a family of believers and people to support you. And that is so important. You are not alone. You have got people that you can go back to and just say, hey, what's really going on here? And that have the compassion and the mercy to say, let's do this together. Let's walk this thing out so that you can continue to go forward. So hang in there. You're going to be able to look back and know. This is something you did. He didn't do it for you. This is something that you have accomplished. And God is so excited for you as we are. So, God be the glory for the great thing he has done, is doing, and has yet to do in your life.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Okay, well, we will actually let our elder Sharita give us updates on the process, and we'll come from that direction, and then we will go into the presentation. Elder Sherita.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, though.
For candidates, garment check-in is going to be held on Thursday, August 15, 2019, at the registration table at Bethany Union Church, 1750 West 103rd Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60643 in the lower level. Be sure to have all of your garments labeled with your name in a garment bag, not a plastic bag, but in a garment bag and on a hanger. And then there's going to be a garment checklist for you and myself to initial, indicating that you have turned in all of your required garments. Also, candidates, if you have not turned in all of your written requirements, you definitely want to contact Overseer ASAP and let her know when you're going to get those requirements turned in. And then candidates and accountability partners, please remember to submit your monthly evaluation forms. And then accountability partners, if you haven't done so already, please submit your 5 examination questions on your candidates to Overseer. And then for candidates, every candidate should have an AEN patch, which is the crest. The AEN crest that goes on your ticket. They are available for $25. Please email me at CHERITA_TATE@yahoo.com and let me know if you want to purchase a patch. And then this is the final call to register. The conference is going to be held on next Thursday, August the 15th through Sunday, August the 18th, 2019. If you haven't registered yet, you will have the opportunity to register on this coming Sunday, August 11th, 2019 at 4 p.m. It's going to be held at Bethany Union Church, 1750 West 103rd Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60643 in the lower level. If you registered but you haven't made a conference payment of $65, or you need to purchase additional banquet tickets at $35 each, you can do so at the time of registration on Sunday. And then the theme for this year's AEN conference is momentum, manifestation, maturation, and miracles, coming from Luke 6 and 38. It's going to be held at Bethany Union Church, 1750 West 103rd Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And then the schedule for Thursday and Friday is as follows. Registration check-in is going to begin promptly at 8 a.m. You will come and sign in, receive your name badge, schedule, and conference packet. And then the opening service is going to begin at 9 a.m., followed by the training sessions at 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And then you'll have a lunch break at noon, and then beginning training sessions again from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And then after 4 p.m., you're going to be on your evening break until 6:30 p.m., which begins to set the atmosphere. And then worship service is at 7 p.m. Again, that is the schedule for Thursday and Friday. And you should be getting like a follow-up email by the close of the weekend with this information. And then on Friday, for candidates only, your examination is at 3 p.m. And then Saturday, there's going to be a 10 a.m. anointing, foot washing, and communion service. Candidates are asked to arrive. This is for everybody, but candidates are asked to arrive by 9:45 a.m., and it's going to be, again, at Bethany Union Church. And then the ordination ceremony and banquet is going to be held on Saturday, August 17, 2019, at the Oaklawn Hilton, which is located at 9333 South Cicero, Oaklawn, Illinois, 60453. The ordination ceremony will begin at 4 p.m., followed by the banquet. All candidates and clergy are asked to arrive by 3:30 p.m. And then if you are in need of overnight accommodations, you want to contact Apostle ASAP at 773-779-2900. And then Sunday, we're back at Bethany Union Church again for the closing service. And then this service is going to be led by newly ordained leaders, and that service begins at 2:30 p.m. Again, if you have not registered, you can either register on this coming Sunday, on August 11th, or you can download the attached registration form that has been emailed to you, and you can email that form back to aen.lfc@gmail.com. Along with your payment, you can cash, you can call in your credit card, you can PayPal, or you can Cash App it. And that's all I have.
Amen. Thank you so much. Are there any questions? As you may be thinking of any questions you may have, I do want to insert some information. On your Thursday during your lunch, you're going to be honored by the AEN, and lunch will be provided by them for you and you only. We do want to make it clear, and I know that a lot of people have visitors that are coming that are sharing the conference as well as that day with us. They are invited into all of the areas of ministry, with the exception of the evaluation and examination. We would like to have a count. We encourage your guests to go to the heart of the conference as opposed to your track. If you want the individuals in the track with you, then that's just give us a total of the number of people so we make sure the space will be large enough to facilitate all of the guests that want to join us. We do encourage your guests to take full advantage of the conference schedule. It includes some phenomenal workshops and seminars and training sessions. And we will encourage our accountability partners as well to take part as much as possible with the regular session. However, there is a required session that all accountability partners have to be a part of, and that is the Thursday session, and I'm trying to get the time here. The Thursday session, afternoon session. All accountability partners need to be a part of the Thursday afternoon session in the candidates track. Okay. Then we want to encourage all of our accountability partners. There is the School of Prophets, no, I'm sorry, of Pastors and Elders. You will be in charge of the anointing service. So you must be there on that Saturday morning, preferably a little early, to get your instructions as to what it is you're to do. That's anybody that's ever been ordained a pastor or an elder, and you should be in regular clothes for the anointing service, but definitely in full ecumenical garb for the processional and for the consecration itself. The candidates, I believe, have acted to keep their garments on during their banquet. During the banquet is when you will receive your papers and certificates, your passes, whatever other acknowledgments that you're going to receive will be done at that time. There will be a short break between the consecration and the banquet for picture taking. And so I guess you've opted to keep on your garments, and that is fine. Any other questions, comments? or concerns. I believe those were the only. It's very important that you get to the conference every morning, be a part of the open preliminary, because that's when all of the instructions for today, for each day, will take place. So if there are any changes or any adjustments to the schedules and that sort of thing because of attendance and that sort of thing, that information will be given in the morning at the first session. So you want to make sure that you are there for that. Okay.
Excuse me, Overseer. So Friday, Sunday, I mean Thursday, we check in at 8 a.m. Is that also for Friday too, or is Friday still 9 a.m.?
9 a.m. As long as you already come in and checked in, you check your garments. That 8 o'clock hour is for the original registration and check garment check-in. So once you've done that, you're good. Be there
okay.
at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else? Good questions. All right. All right. That last, on Thursday, our last part of our consecration is going to be presented to us by the accountability partners. That's the last one, week 7, and it will be presented during our time together. So we want to make sure we'll do it in the afternoon. It'll be the last thing we do Friday morning leading into lunch, or it'll be the first thing we do after lunch. Those presentations will be brought to us by Pastor Diane, Stopping the Sun for Joshua, Minister Tamika, The Name of God, Man of War. Minister Tamika, Minister Lynette is going to do the put on, put off, pure, put on, pure desires, put off, thus, and Elder Arlette will close it out for the consecration. Faith is now, our weekly faith statement, and actually she'll bring the culmination of the results of this consecration that we have all been involved in. And so there will be areas where individuals are able to share their journal and their journal reflection. And so just be prepared to share. Come with your Defend the Faith and your folders that have the other information that has been either emailed to you or given to you. So you have things such as in Elder Sharita will have it in an announcement. I don't know what your phone is saying. But you come with your Defend the Faith. You can come with the answers, all right? You should also have your put on chart. You should have your seven mountain summary. You should have your prayer watch summary. You should have your evaluation, explanation, all of the things that you've been emailed, all of the resources that you've been emailed, you should come with in your packet, okay? And because these are things that we're going to go over, we're going to finalize. There were some evaluations that you were taken as it relates to the fear of failure, fear of shame, and you took those. You need to have those. We're going to go over those. So a lot of what we do is tying up all the ends and all of the things that have been presented to you and give you a springboard in which to go further in all of these areas as they become clear to you of any additional exposure that you need to them. Okay? So prayerfully that is communicated, and if there are no more questions or concerns or revelations, or if I've forgotten anything, if the committee members will be so kind as to share, the deadline for anything is tomorrow. You can't give me something on Saturday, nor Sunday, nor Monday. That stuff is packed up and ready to go to the hotel. So whatever it is that you have not turned in, I have to have by then. You can't tell me you're going to do it, give it to me on Sunday. That won't work. The final deadline for everything is tomorrow, which is August 9th. Okay? It is August 9th. So if you haven't gotten your questions in, then questions will come from the committee, and they'll go to your candidate. That won't be fair, because I really believe that it is better for the person that has walked alongside of you to be the one to give you the questions to consider. And so we really encourage you to, you know, make your commitment. Sure. So I believe that is all. And now we'll just go into our study. We'll start with Minister Tanya. Minister LaTanya with the miracles, and we will go forth from there. Amen. Amen.
Good evening, over. My verse was Genesis 19:26. I'm going to read it out the King James Version, which is, "But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt." And then the NIV version says, "But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt." I was trying to figure out how to tie in with the sign one, but the moment that I saw it, it brought my whole ordination experience to mind, which, throughout the entire time, I've gone back and forth in my mind on how can God choose or use me when I've done so many things that did not line up with his will or his word. And I have recaptured my past so many times because I thought that I knew that person. And the Lord had put so many experiences before me to allow me to see that it just didn't matter what I've done, because he called and predestined me before it all. He foreknew that I do all those things and still chose me. So this verse helped me and is so befitting for the last week of calls, because it's a reminder to be the salt of the earth now and not be turned into tasteless salt and die just because you can't let go. That helped me understand that there's a difference between releasing and let go. Releasing is allow or enable to escape from confinement. Letting go means having trust that things will get better, being brave to move forward, to get to where you want to be, accepting things you cannot change, and doing something about the things you can. Lot's wife showed us releasing. She escaped from something, but she didn't trust. Had she let go, she'd been able to continue her journey and would have gotten to a better place. That scripture that sums that up was Matthew 5:13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. So for me, moving forward so that I'm salt in the earth and I don't become salt that's not tasteful anymore and being trampled on, that means that I have to release and let go and trust God so that I can get to the better place.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful insight. Any questions? Anybody have any questions for Minister Latanya? Okay. All right. And next. The name of God. I believe that's Kiela.
Uh-huh. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I am fabulous. You already know. Okay. So mine is like you just said, the name of God. So my verse was Numbers 24:19, which says, a ruler will come out of Jacob and destroy the survivors of the city. So at first I seen it and I was like, okay, but what do they got to do with the name of God? And so, but I looked up a couple verses to get some insight about the situation, about who was the ruler and who was the survivors, and, like, what they were talking about in general. So apparently they were talking about Israel being able to overcome their, like, enemies, basically, and take over these cities, basically. And so, yeah, that's what I got from that. And I pulled out the word ruler because that's what popped out to me. We talking about name of God, so, you know, ruler is, associated with the name of God to me. And so then I looked up the definition for it, and it says a person exercising government or dominion. And some synonyms are leader, sovereign, monarch, or head. And we're going to come back to that head part later. But what really stuck out to me was the word sovereign. Because, you know, you hear it in church all the time. You hear it in songs all the time. You know, sovereign master, sovereign lord, all these verses. But what does it really mean? Like, what does that really, like, show? And so I looked it up in my Bible just to see, like, what verses will pop up. And there was one in particular that stuck out to me, and it's from Jeremiah 1:6. It says, alas, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. And then that's the end of it, right? And so the reason why it stuck out to me was because, I mean, obviously I'm young, and this whole ministry thing might seem a little, you know, I don't know. But for a young person, it's just kind of like everybody just sees me as, oh, she's Kiela, the dancer. You know, I'm the youngest one here, so I kind of, it's a little, not frustrating, but it adds an extra, like, pressure. And so this season and this consecration, this entire journey has been helping me, like, mature out of that mindset of me being too young. Like, why is there an age limit on ministry, you know? And so, but that really, like this entire summer, I've been having to ask myself, well, who's the head of my life now? You know, I'm going off to college and whatnot. So, you know, I'll be living in the dorm, and my mom used to be over me. I had to think about that. My mom was my point of sovereign. Like, she was sovereign over me. That was my dominion, my leader, my head of my household. And so... And so I had to ask myself, like, who is going to be that leader now? And at first I was like, well, duh, it's going to be me. But no, it's not going to be me. It's going to be the Lord. And so the name, when I was looking up names of God, that I feel like fits this exact scenario about me letting God be sovereign over me in this particular journey or like encounter experience of my life was Elohim. And I looked it up and it means Lord Almighty. And to be almighty means to be mighty of mighty. So like the best of the best, the most elite, like the head of the head. He's a big man himself. And so but I just feel like that just all ties in with, you know, him being the ruler of my life, him being sovereign, the head of my life and all of that. And, yeah, that name of God, that specific name of God, Elohim, him being my Lord Almighty, is what I got when you gave me this assignment. And then that's it.
Amen. Very good to integrate your studying into your living makes the Word of God come alive. And that's how people are able to read us as epistles, because the Word of God is coming alive in our life. Very, very, very good. Okay, and so our next presenter is our California pastor.
May I say something?
Yes.
No, but this is Pastor Yvette, and I was going to say that it's so refreshing to hear a young person who realizes and recognizes already as she goes off that she is not the head of her life and that it is the Lord. So she knows that there is someone to go through to that will not lead her wrong, because so many have been messed up, flunked out, did things that affected the rest of their lives because they did not take it to the Lord.
Amen.
So I think that's phenomenal that you found that out at such a young age.
Praise God.
Amen. Does anybody else want to comment? Okay. We have Pastor Sonja on the line from California. Or Metropolitan? No, he was on the line. We seem to be having trouble with our out-of-state connection. Excuse me. Okay, well, we're going to go off schedule then, because it is the consecration and everyone should have done it. So we will turn to another member of this class in your put on, put off on this week, number 6. What did you come up with out of Mark 10:35-45? Status seekers and servant heart. Out of Philippians 2:3-8. Elder Arlette on the line? Okay, come on, people. Give me somebody. Hello? Did anybody do the consecration for this week? The put off, put on? Status seekers versus servant leaders.
I thought we did that.
You thought we did that? Okay, if we did it, just what are your insights?
Oh.
Yeah. You know, part of what happened for me is making sure that I am not leading to create a status or to have a status. The scripture says that if man gives us a greater desire reward in heaven, and we forfeit our heavenly reward for earthly praise and appreciation. So as we're going forward, I have to put off wanting a thank you, wanting an acknowledgement, wanting anything other than everything glorifying God.
Amen. Go ahead. Okay, I have a question. Status seeker. One of the things I believe that maybe, like, the line is quiet now. No one is saying anything. Now, prayerfully, everybody has at least looked at this particular assignment and just put on and put off. And so when you see the word, when I saw status seeker, my first thought was how most of us don't seek a status. But what we do is we try to give the illusion of a specific status. And so for fear of disillusioning people as to who we are and who we say we are, we don't say anything. Or when we're asked to, we're reluctant, we're hesitant, you know, and that is, are we seeking to be a servant at heart? I'm being obedient. This was asked of me, and this is what I'll do, right, wrong, or indifferent for such a time as this. This is what, you know, I'm to do. If I'm wrong, then correction will come, and then I can be correct. But if not, I can maintain this appearance of something that really isn't true. But because we, not that we think we purposely seek this status, but we fear not having it. And that fear causes us then not to trust God, not to walk in a place where our heart, no matter what happens, when I do this, you know, I am serving. Whether it is received or not, I am serving. Whether they embrace it or think I did a good job or not, I'm going to serve him. Whether it's something that I feel I'm not really good at that and he asked me to do it, it doesn't matter, I'm going to do it because I am going to have, I have that heart, that servant heart. And so that servant heart doesn't fear rejection of a specific status, but rather that servant heart desires to be in harmonious relationship with the, if you will, using Sister Tiela's name of God, with the sovereign God, because he asks, I will do it. And so a lot of times ministry starts very humbly, but it like morphs into something that becomes more man-centered if you stand and you go, well, you know, they don't like the way I pray, they like the way somebody else prays. So then we try to emulate someone else. And not purposely, but subconsciously, because we want to desire that position in people's mind. We want them to give a big amen when we sit down. You know, no one wants to bring their presentation and then sit down and no one says anything and moves on. But as Apostle shared, your reward comes in the hand of the sovereign God, because you were obedient in doing that which we were asked to do. I'm not going to say he doesn't ask us for perfection, because he perfects us. He just asks for us to have the heart willing to do what he asks us to do. And he will give us the grace to to do it in a way that gives him honor. Even if it doesn't give you any honor, nobody's going to. I remember there was a time in ministry where every time someone would ask the apostle, to the pastor then, to preach somewhere, she would do it, and she did it the way the Lord told her. Said, well, I don't guess they're going to invite me back. Okay, because she didn't go to please anybody but God. And as a result, you know, she definitely wasn't seeking status, because the one she saw was not the status the average person wants. But she knew that that would turn people off. No one wants to hear, you know, repent ye for, you know, for hell is real and God know you wrong. And so, but the most, to me, the most encouraging part of those kinds of sermons, like Jonah didn't want to give it either, but because the most encouraging part of being obedient, Jonah knew in his heart, you know what, I'm going to do this and God going to forgive him. And that's why we do what we do, whether the people like it or not. But it's good for their soul, because this is what God has asked us to do. And so putting off and putting on is something that throughout ministry, daily, almost moment by moment, we have to be aware of where we are in line with heaven. Because it's so easy for the things that creep into our spiritual walk to turn us into, I'll use apostle word, churches, it's not Christianity, churchianity. And so we do things that are acceptable in church, but they have nothing to do with what's acceptable in the kingdom of God, okay? And so it's so easy to end up slide across that line, so that's why this put-on, put-off part of your ministry should be a daily thing. And remember, it's also the type of activity that can come in prayer, to breathe in and breathe out. You breathe out status-seeking of any nature, of any, no matter what the head of that snake looks like. You want that out, and the servant heart is what you want to breathe in. You want to breathe in that life of Christ, that humility, and that desire to please the Father. And so just saying it helps to guard against that other part creeping into your ministry, into your heart, and into your life. And so we just want to bring that out. So we go to the next one is Sister Couture, our statement of faith for the week. Six.
Okay, good evening, everyone. I am.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm just going to go through my statement of faith. And it really, like, opens up your eyes once you research scriptures and things of that nature and to prepare. But I'm going to say God is going to do just what he said. Don't ponder on it. Don't worry. Don't waver. Don't worry about what is manifesting in your life. Okay, so I know that the put-on, put-off scripture was Mark 10:35-45, but it also ties within the statement because going back to Damascus, the blind man, was made whole from believing and trusting in God. So if you trust in God and have faith in him, your faith should be unwavering like the blind man, Bartimaeus. And I also took read down like through the whole chapter, and I jotted down Mark 10:52 in the NIV version. It says, "And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed Jesus in the way." So if he was just on his way, in Damascus, and met Jesus, and he believed that strongly that his eyesight would come back, we should also have the same amount of faith. I know sometimes when we're going through situations, of course, when we want things done immediately in our way, we may think that God, may not hear us or may not grant our request, but it always comes according to his timing and, the way he wants to do things for our life. That situation or thing that you may want to happen, God may block it for a reason, for the betterment of your situation. Also, scripture says, what we see is subject to change. We walk by faith and not by sight. Just because it doesn't happen doesn't mean it won't manifest. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. If you trust God, doubt and fear should not overtake your faith. God is the author and finisher of our faith. Scripture, Hebrews 12:2 in the King James Version says, "Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Also, the NIV Version says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." So, in general, we just shouldn't have unwavering faith. And like the statement says, it's just self-explanatory. Faith is not looking back, but trusting God's word for the manifestation. And through this process, my faith has grown stronger, and a lot of things have manifested. Yes, I have gone through warfare, and it's been hard sometimes, but I'm ready for my reward. I'm ready to, you know, do the things that God has set before me, the assignments and group for souls. And also, another example in the Bible about faith is Paul, which is, you know, an evangelist, Saul, Prince of Paul. And it relates to me because, you know, I'm an evangelist, and I was looking at Acts and how Jesus had him blind for 3 days, and he believed and trusted God and fasted, and his eyesight was grown back to him. So that's my motivation for faith and just, you know, doing what God said he's going to definitely fulfill the promises that he has set before us. It's just like you all were saying, you know, this is just the beginning, and we just have to be ready for our assignments and just keep going forth. And that's the completion of my presentation.
Amen. Question for Sister.
Amen.
Sister Keturah, comments, questions. Very good.
I have a comment. This is Renita. I just want to say that was really good. That was really good, and that like touched me because right now I don't know about anybody else. This has all have been like overwhelming to me, and
yeah.
It's been a lot of work that you have to put in and that I have to go through. You know, so I've been kind of fighting with myself and just trying to stay on the right path and the right walk the right way, you know, the way God wants you to walk. You know, you have a whole lot of wrong coming at you, you know, and it gets to you. And just to keep your faith, like she said, and just hold your ground and just stand your ground, you know, it'll all come to pass. And I was kind of like wondering, you know, when this first happened for me, it's like, you know, am I the right person? Or, you know, like, why was I chosen? And, you know, am I going to do the right thing? And it's like, it was just a lot of questions and stuff. But, you know, this has been a wonderful journey. I commend all the candidates for standing their ground and fighting through, you know, everything. And this has been wonderful, and that's just all I have to say.
Amen. Anybody else? Praise the Lord.
Phenomenal. Oh, yeah.
Amen. Well, glory to God, you have fulfilled another phase in your process, and just one day leads to a next glorious day, and we enjoy the victories of today, and it helps us to stand firm for that which is coming tomorrow. And so we rejoice with you. We encourage you to be excited, but to always remember you really are not in this alone. The pairing together of accountability partners and the pairing together of you with the AEN is a tool that God has given you for your ministry life, so that those things that need to be imparted in you, people have been committed to doing that. Know that you are a part of their commitment and make yourself a part of the next group's commitment. One of the things we ask all of our candidates is that they put in 2 years with the AEN bare minimum. Our prayer is that you will always desire to be a part of the process, but that you're definitely required to be a part of the process for the incoming class of 2020. So each one of you that have received their elevation will be asked to walk alongside of someone else next year that's receiving an elevation. And so as a result, you're able to pay forward that which has been put into you. That's how the kingdom grows as we give to one another and we continue giving as he gives to us. And so I look forward to seeing everybody bright and early Thursday morning at 8 o'clock. I'll see you, some I'll see on Saturday at the meeting and then on Sunday at worship service. But everybody, we will gather at 8 o'clock on Thursday at Bethany Union Church. So God bless you, and we will close in our closing prayer by our apostle. If there be no more comments, questions, insights, or revelations. Anybody?
I have a, hi, Overseer. This is Cheryl. I have a comment.
Yes.
Well, not a comment, but something to commend everyone. I thank you guys. I think I will speak for all of us. You guys have been faithful to us, and you've dedicated your time to come every Thursday and pour into us. And I would just like to say thank you and love you guys.
Oh, bless you. Bless you.
That's so nice.
Yes, it is. Yes. Amen. Anybody else? All mine's clear.
Thank you, Father, for your sovereignty. Thank you, Lord, for how you orchestrate our lives. Lord, we pray that our lives will be an instrument of praise and worship. We pray, Lord, that our prayers will be as a sweet-smelling sin in your natural. We thank you, Father, for your choosing of us. We didn't know to choose you. But when we were yet sinners, you chose us. And thank you, Lord, that in your choosing of us, Lord, you chose us in spite of us, but because of your purpose and your plan for us. And so, Father, thank you that we are totally accepted and fully pleasing in your sight. Thank you that your banner over us is love. Thank you, Lord, that you perfect everything that concerns us. Father, we do. We bless your name. We pray, Father God, that we would decrease, that you would increase. We pray, Father God, that we would have an ear to hear what the Spirit would say to the church. And, Father, we just take this time to remember and renew our commitment to you as our first love. Father, in every place that we drifted away, when we became task-oriented or when we lost focus or when it no longer became a joy, but it was a chore. And so, Father, we thank you that in all of that, Lord, you have been gracious to us. We pray, Father, that you would restore the joy. We pray, Father, that we would be a light that you would be able to use to draw all men to you. Thank you, Lord, that the drawing isn't to us or our programs or our agendas, but it is to you for your glory. And so, Father, we love you. We love being loved by you. Thank you, Lord, that your love heals us. It frees us and it completes us. And we bless you, Lord, for the process. And we bless you that in this process, Lord, we have found favor with you. And thank you, Lord, that favor covers us, Lord God. And it ushers us to the next step in you. Thank you that you'll take us deeper, Lord, so that we would be firmly planted. And we pray, Father God, that we would look, and as we look, we would see you. As we see you, we would be humbled by what
Jesus,
you've done
yes,
with us.
Yes.
And we bless you, Lord, and we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.